Most county jails in Oklahoma are run by sheriffs, but for years, Oklahoma County officials and civic leaders have called for a change in jail leadership. State Impact's Quentin Chandler reports the change is finally happening, and it's raised a question several counties across the state have struggled with. What is the best way to run a jail?
For years, the Oklahoma County Jail has been plagued by problems.
Walls and ceilings covered in mold.
A father's heartbreak following the death of his daughter, who was an inmate in the Oklahoma County Jail.
He was only in his cell for about 5 minutes when he appeared unresponsive.
Overcrowding, inmate deaths, lawsuits, maintenance issues. Earlier this year, some in county government decided enough was enough, and a jail trust was created. Now they get to decide who runs the jail.
We could do that in three different ways.
Tricia Everest chairs the new jail trust, and they had to pick. Hire an administrator, let the sheriff continue running the jail, or hire a private prison company to take over operations. Everest says the bottom line is the jail's culture needs to change. She didn't want a private company.
They are generally for-profit based. They know what they do, and they are solely working within that.
Everest thinks the best option is to hire an administrator who is not weighed down by years of politics and is willing to tap into outside resources to create a gold standard jail.
We really want someone that can be innovative and recognize that this is an opportunity for Oklahoma County to be one of the most innovative, progressive counties in the nation.
Oklahoma County may have the largest jail, but there are a handful of other counties with trusts that decide who will operate their jails. In Tulsa County, a trust tried to let a private company run the jail and then opted to give operations back to the sheriff. But when he came into office, Sheriff Vic Regalado chose to hire his own jail administrator with years of corrections experience.
There's a lot that would have been too much for myself on top of everything else that I have to deal with.
The sheriff says the county's jail deaths plummeted. They're in better financial shape and they're being sued less. But he says what works for Tulsa isn't best for everyone. Regalado advises county leaders trying to improve their jails to set up sustainable funding and figure out what kind of jail they want.
You know, we run a direct supervision, which most jails do today. I mean, our inmates walk freely.
Regalado says running a jail that way is different from leaving prisoners in cells most of the day, and it made sense to hire an administrator who was experienced with that type of atmosphere. Oklahoma County Commissioner and Jail Trust member Kevin Calvey wants what's happening in Tulsa County for Oklahoma County.
Number one, I'd like to see more humane treatment of inmates. At least equal to that, I'd like to see better working conditions for the employees.
Calvey and other trust members are frustrated with multiple shortcomings in their jail, such as prisoners spending most of the day in their cells, a shortage of detention officers, and a high turnover rate. He says the trust's best chance to improve conditions is to hire an experienced jail administrator trained in corrections. But the proposed changes are creating uncertainty for current jail employees. P.D. Taylor has been Oklahoma County Sheriff since 2017.
Are they going to lose their retirement? Are they going to lose their health care benefits?
Taylor is also a member of the trust, and he voted against hiring an administrator. He says it will give the county another mouth to feed when there already isn't enough money. The sheriff believes the administrator will eventually ask for more funding, and if they get it, that'll mean less money for patrols and other services his office provides the county.
Oklahoma County, in my opinion, they've always forced us to pay for some of the law enforcement positions out of special revenue funds, which are dwindling to nothing.
Calvey likes that a jail administrator won't have the sheriff's responsibilities outside the jail.
So you have kind of created more specialization and professionalism in operating that jail.
He believes the sheriff's other responsibilities drain attention and money from the jail. Calvey says nothing will change for the employees, and the sheriff's office has been given more than enough money to handle all of its other duties. Budget documents show this year the sheriff's office has been appropriated more than $10 million for law enforcement outside of jail operations. The Oklahoma County Jail Trust is taking applications for an administrator and may have the position filled by the end of the year. For State Impact, I'm Quentin Chandler.